Ridge.
Now, what's on? What are the Midlands?
That's the side of the hole where the Midland is. That's where the ribs.
Mm-hmm. And what do you do with that? What do you?
I salt them down. The old time way, we used to salt them down with in a box with lots of salt.
Mm-hmm.
But later years, you can sugar cure them, they call them.
Mm-hmm. Do you smoke them when you sugar cure them, or?
No, you do when you put them down. Well, now the old timers used to smoke, but we never did. In the later days, we'd just wash them, hang them up, and they'd dry.
Mm-hmm. Is that the same as bacon?
Mm-hmm. That's bacon.
Midland, huh?
Yeah. That's where you get your bacon, Midland.
What did you call the skin on the outside of that when you cooked it?
Rind.
That's the rind, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Did you use your pork in any other way? Did you grind it up for anything?
Yeah, sausage.
Did you grind up the liver?
No. Cooked it.
Just fried it and ate it, huh?
Yeah.
Pretty good, isn't it?
Yes, it is. They used to boil the lights.
What were those?
That's your lungs.
Oh, you boil the lights on a pig, huh?
Mm-hmm.
How about the blood? Did you use that for anything?
No. Just let that go by. Because later, I understand the doctors, well, and they never used hog blood, but they used what they call ox blood. Because it's a yearling's blood.
What did you do with ox blood?
Well, the doctor makes medicine out of it.
You just knew when you butchered you could make your own, huh?
Yeah.
A lot of things that way.
Yeah, but we, olden days, they just let her run out on the ground.
What did you do with the head?
Well, made sauce out of it.
How did you make that?
Well, you cook it, boil the head right good, and then you take all the meat off of the head, then you mix spices with it, and let sit back and dry, and just wag it out.
Did you use the juice from that and put cornmeal in it for anything?
No, some do. My wife used to make cornmeal. Well, what she called it then.
What did you call this part of the hog's face?
Jewel.
Does that make good bacon?
Oh boy, that's sweetest fat hog.
That's what I've heard. I've never had any of that. Did you ever lose any hams?
Oh yeah.
What would happen to them?
Worms get in them. Just, that's how come you quit killing the hog. Got to where you couldn't keep it. I've sold them down and hang them up. It'd be big old ham about that cat. It's just pretty on the outside. Maybe whack it into in the middle and boy, just be full of worms. And I said, I wasn't going to waste my time.
Yeah.
And waste meat.
Mm-hmm.
So just children all left, just my wife and I.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the doctor said for us to quit eating hog meat.
Oh.